It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. October 27th, 1904, the first underground New York City subway line opens. Jump up to 1980, the ARPANET stops functioning altogether for approximately 4 hours when the routing process of all the interface message processors crashes after one of them corrupts the network's routing tables with an accidentally propagated status message virus. It was technically the first major network crash. 1983, Richard Stallman posts a message to the newsgroup net.unix-wizards and net.usoft.announcing that starting this Thanksgiving, I'm going to write a complete Unix-compatible software system called GNU for GNUs, not Unix, and give it away free to anyone that can use it. Contributions of any time, money, programs, and equipment are greatly needed. 1986, Microsoft announces Microsoft Word 3.0 for Macintosh. 1992, Microsoft ships Microsoft Windows for Workgroups 3.1. It integrated networking and work group functionality. 1997, Intel and the Digital Equipment Corporation, or DEC, settle a lawsuit brought by DEC in May, entering into a 10-year cross-licensing agreement. Intel would purchase the company's chip-making plants for about $700 million and will fabricate the Alpha processors for DEC. Also in 1997, Microsoft released Internet Explorer 4.0 on CD-ROM for $49. 1998, Reuters News Service reports that Danish scientists have created a computer chip where a single atom can generate binary code by jumping back and forth. Other scientists have conducted experiments with similar results. Dr. Francis Gray points out that this is the first time that it has been accomplished in an environment at room temperature without frozen material. And in 1999, the Dell Computer Corporation boasts having taken the number one position in computer sales in the United States educational market from Apple Computer. According to DataQuest, the market research firm, Dell maintained a 5% lead over Apple for two consecutive quarters. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in at 2000, Steve Ballmer reports that the hackers who broke into the company's computer systems gained access to some of the key programs, but assures programmers and reporters that the hackers did not change them. 2002, version 6.2.3 of the X-Basic programming language was released. 2003, Apple released iTunes for Windows. Jump up to 2009, Google released their Android 2.0 SDK software development kit, otherwise known as Google Eclair. And in 2010, a study from Unisys polled users and reported the majority wouldn't mind a internet kill switch with the president. Okay, now the switch would only turn off in certain key areas in case of a cyber attack, but it would still be there if they wanted it. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.